Slacker and Steve on demand.
This either goes really well or doesn't. It's when something looked like it was something, but it was something else.
It's not what it looks like.
That.
It's not.
And the reason we were talking about doing It's Not What It Looks Like stories is police had to storm a JetBlue plane at JFK because they thought it was being hijacked.
Yeah, they kicked in all the windows, shoulder rolled in there.
The tiny little windows were like, hold on! If we can't get enough of these, one of us can get through. Apparently, it was taxiing to the runway, and all of a sudden, all the police like stopped it and boarded the plane. They made everybody put their hands up, and they took everybody off the plane.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason it's one of those, it's not what it looks like, I don't really understand what happened. Did the pilot turn his radio off or something?
Yeah, something going on with that.
He hit a button on the radio. There's something he did that made it look like his plane was being hijacked.
It was out of normal procedure, and apparently, I guess, there's regulations involved, something with the radio, that if you are maybe a secret signal to somebody for help, you can turn off the...
It said the FAA says cockpit experienced a radio glitch which cut off the pilot's ability to communicate with the tower.
And that freaked everyone
out.
And
that immediately says terrorists on the plane?
Because if I'm a terrorist, that could be one of the first things I want is sever the communication. Cut the red wire.
So as SWAT is kicking in the windows, the pilots are going, I did it. It's not what it looks like.
Side question.
Yeah.
Has a terrorist ever taken a plane on the ground?
Yeah.
That seems a little early.
Yeah.
I think so.
I thought they waited until they were already in the air, and then they're like, no, we're going to go land here now instead.
In the 70s and overseas, I think there were some incidents.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I remember, you know, side note number two, hijacking was a lot more prevalent when we were young. For some reason, I remember it's like, oh, they hijacked. Nobody ever got hurt.
No, but they were left and right, and you're right about that.
It's like, I want you to take me to Cuba, and then they would.
They would, yeah.
I remember, for some reason, am I crazy? That did happen more often, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, it's not what it looks like. It wasn't a hijacking. He just didn't charge his radio or something.
Yeah, apparently the passengers got to get back on, and they took off.
Would you still go?
Depends on where I'm going. What am I doing?
I don't even know. It was
Would you?
LA bound. I'm one of those guys where if things get weird enough, then I just cancel.
Wait, I thought because it got weird once, what are the odds of it getting weird again and you would go? you would not go.
There's a part of me, like I've been on a plane where they were like, oh, everybody's got to get off. We got to fix something. And it's like, oh, you bring in another plane. No, it's catastrophic, but we think we can fix it. And you guys will be good to go in about 20 minutes. And then you see the dude, Jethro, comes out and is like, I got this. And he spits and he's got a socket wrench. And you're like, you're going out there and then we all got to get on that thing. No, I'm not going. I'm thinking once a plane's been mock hijacked, I don't think I'm
going. You're done with it?
Yeah. So there's a couple of... Well, the other one that kind of happened to me recently, and this... Little D and I were just talking about it. And apparently it happens to every parent. My kids just had a checkup. So they go in and your kids have to take their clothes off and they examine their whole body. It's a doctor. They want to push on everything and make sure you're developing correctly. And they look at your spine, see if you've got scoliosis or whatever.
You're still in there, right?
I'm in there. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And it's really kind of cool. They ask permission and everything. It wasn't like, I remember being a kid and they're going in, it's like, all right, turn your head cuff. It's like, they're like, I'm going to move your robe to the side.
Nice.
Is that okay? And it's like, yes. It's like, there's all sorts of permissions.
Cover your butt.
I guess I don't look at my kids naked enough anymore.
What?
Because I don't bathe them or anything.
What?
Anyway, my daughter it's her turn. She puts on the gown and she gets up on the table just before the doctor is going to start. And there's like... There's bruises all over her.
What are you doing?
That's not what it looks like.
Excuse me, sir.
So I'm having to ask her. I'm like, I'm trying to like move the conversation. It's like, wow, Mia, why don't you tell us all where you got all those? Because I'm like, oh my God, it looks like she looks beat up.
Wait. So they asked her where?
I asked her because I was freaking out.
She could have hung you.
I know.
Oh,
she's
that
like,
was dad.
That usually hits me in the hair, but he's been missing lately. I know that, but I'm just saying. And she's like, and she's doing the like kind of dumb kid thing where she's like, I don't remember. I'm like, Mia, you got big, like, well, oh, this one might have been at the pool. I'm like, please tell the nice doctor that none of it. But then I look like I'm making an excuse for the.
You do. If she would ask, if you have a doll, I can point at it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I'm like, it's not what it looks like. I swear I would never. I mean,
doctor can't take you at face value.
Right. Uh-huh. I could have gone.
Yeah.
And the other one that parents always go through, too, is like, you know, when your kid has a meltdown in the grocery store and you've got to pick them up and like get out of the store and they're screaming and crying.
You're
and
an abductor.
Kicking. Absolutely. Now it looks like you're kidnapping your own child. And some mom on the superhero mom on the like way into the store is like, excuse me, sir. Yeah. Excuse me. What are you doing with that child?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm taking my kid to the car because she's freaking out.
It's not what it looks like.
I swear.
Right.
Don't Amber alert me. There was another story where this guy was helping his dad clean out the garage, and dad's like, just take all this crap to the dumpster. And I guess the dumpster was a drive away or something. I don't understand, but he threw all the stuff in his back seat, never made it over the dumpster, went hiking the next day, and when he got back to his car, he's in a remote area of the wilderness. There's a cop shining a flashlight in the back of his car. He's like, sir, we have some questions for you, because in the back of his car was duct tape, rope, and a shovel.
I would inquire. And you're out in the middle of nowhere?
It's like, where's the girl?
Right. And he's like, I swear, it was my dad. How could that?
They had to call his dad to verify.
And they probably still didn't believe.
It's like, all right, tell us, what kind of stuff are you throwing away? Duct tape.
Lime.
And a hooker. That went farther than I wanted it to.
Well.
So this is what we're going to try to do. If you've got a story like these, something happened where to the naked eye, it looked like something bad.
Yeah.
But it wasn't what it looks like. We want to hear all about it. Cher.
Yay!
Yay! It's not what it looks like.
So I was driving my van, and I was stopped at a stop sign, and I noticed that my back door was kind of open. So the van was still running. I put it in the park. I run around. Slammed the door, and the door locked.
You're locked out of your van?
Oh.
And it's at an intersection, and this was just, right after, bombings in Europe had been happening. And I am a real estate agent, and I was on my way to show a house. It wasn't far. So I called a girlfriend. She came and picked me up. And I just thought, well, I'll go show the house real quick and then come back. And
you left a van running in the middle of an intersection?
I'm a real estate agent.
Okay. You left a van running. Oh, my God.
I'm coming back, though, people.
So in the meantime, people had been calling in about this van, and they finally, through the registration, got hold of my husband, through the license plate. He goes over there, and there is like six cop cars surrounding this van, thinking it's a bomb.
Jeez, I'm just a realtor.
And he's got to think you've been abducted out of the van because it's still running. And just like,
that's
me.
A good
one. He knows me.
Who walks away? Okay. I know that wasn't what it looks like, but
I admire your gumption.
Yeah, I had to close, so thank you for the call.
Dang.
Are you kidding me? I rescheduled. It's like, look, I'm running a little behind. My van's running in the middle of an intersection. Comprende? Julie?
Yeah.
It's not what it looks like.
Hey, this is about 18 years ago. So my son's 20 now, and I was a young mom, and I was putting him in timeout. He was 2. And he just dropped all his weight to the floor. And I was like, well, you need to get up. Well, it turns out he dislocated his elbow.
Here we go.
Yeah. Oh. And so, he comes out of timeout. He sits on the couch. He won't move his arm. And I'm like, crap, this is really weird. And so finally took him to the ER. And like, if you would have waited like 10, 20 more minutes, you would have had to put him under surgery and put it all back in.
Holy.
But they're looking at you.
Oh, yeah.
Like you jerked his arm out of his socket.
Yep.
Yes. Like I was like a mean mom. I was like, no. And it turns out we ended up having 4 kids, military family. And a couple of my other kids had that happen easily. So my kids are just prone to it, but it was our first experience.
Or it just looks like you've had to jerk each of your kids' arm out of their socket.
And you're explaining, I was disciplining him, and then this happened.
Oh, my God.
That's like a scary moment when you're in the ER looking for help and you realize they might actually be looking at you.
They're totally looking
at you. Bad way.
Taking them away from you, too.
Oh, wow.
Looking for bruises.
It's not
what I look like, I swear.
Thank you, Julie.
Dang.
Nick?
Yay.
Yay. Is that what it looks like?
So I was in college sophomore year and doing laundry in the community laundry room. There was a little chair to sit down while you waited, and apparently there was some girl left her underwear on it, and I sat down, and it clinged onto my pants.
Oh, no.
When I later walked down, I saw my girlfriend, and she's like, "What is on your pants?" I looked down, I'm like, "Oh, no."
Is that what it looks like? Oh, dude, you can't talk your way out of that.
Yeah, how did that play out?
I had to explain to her, and I don't think she ever believed me, so...
She broke up
with
you.
We're not together. Oh. We're not together anymore.
Buddy.
No. Usually it's like a piece of bounce, you know?
Or yeah, just something stupid.
Clings to you.
But it's like her whale tail just like.
Wow.
Yeah. Like bright pink underwear.
Oh, yeah. Oh. You're going down for that. Thank you, Nick. Aaron.
Yay.
Yay.
Is that what it looks like?
All right. I was 9 months pregnant and went into the liquor store to get beer for my husband.
Okay.
And the cashier looked at me like I was crazy. I'm like, oh, don't worry. It's not for me.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah. It's for the baby.
I'm drinking for two.
Yeah, he's like, oh, okay. Who's it for? And I was like, oh, I promised they're over 21. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God.
That's right.
I mean, and the liquor store guy's got to sell it to you, but he's like,
legally, yeah.
You have to stand there and go, it's not.
She's sitting on a keg. No, it's not what it looks.
So good. Gino.
Yeah, so I'm a medical device rep, and I had to pull over to see if I had something in my trunk to make sure. When I was moving things, I have the saw bones that kind of show what the doctors how to use it. So someone saw that and saw my license plate and called it in. So when I got home, cops were there, guns out and everything, and I'm like trying to get out of my car. And I'm like, what's going on? Can you open up your trunk? And I'm like, what do you mean open up my trunk? And I'm like, open up your trunk. There's so much lead that there was a body in there. And I'm like,
oh,
well, they're kind of.
It's not a whole body. I just want you guys to know, I swear to God, it's not a whole body. I just have it parted out.